Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for this new moon that's going to be occurring on May 7th or 8th, depending on where you live in the world. Before we get into the forecast for each life path number, just know that this is, of course, a general forecast. If you would like your own personal forecast or your own personal numerology reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. Okay, let's go ahead and take a look at each life path number and what to expect with this illumination for this upcoming new moon. Life path number 6, you all are going to be working with the energy of the 8 and the 9 for this new moon. So for some area of, you know, what the 8 governs, right? So money, power, status, influence, resources, some area of, you know, within that realm, you're going to be asked likely to tie up some loose ends, to complete some projects. Maybe you've been procrastinating on some things. This can help you to get serious about those things, go ahead and get them completed, get situated with them so that you can kind of get them off your plate. The 9 kind of brings in this need to clear out. And because you're working with both the 9 and the 8, it's likely going to be some area that has to do with, again, money, resources, finances, power, etc. There could be some areas where there have been some power dynamics or power struggles that need to be cleaned up, right? So it could be like there needs to be a conversation with it. You need to express yourself. You need to take your power back. Maybe there's some kind of dynamic at work that is uncomfortable. And the only way that you can kind of alleviate that, those issues or those power plays, is to stand up for yourself. The 9 will help you to do that, to clean that up and clear that up. Also with money, that sort of thing, if there's anything to do with your finances that have been, you know, maybe you've been putting things off, or maybe you've been neglecting some area of life that has to do with your finances, there's been overspending, or maybe there's underspending. Maybe you're, you know, putting yourself in some, you know, with self-deprivation and, you know, putting yourself in a self-imposed prison type of thing. And so the 9 comes in and says, let's clean up what's not working. Let's clean up what's keeping us stuck so that we can move forward in a healthy way. And so that we can clear off our plate so that we can bring in things that are more aligned. So really, these two cycles together are asking you to close some things out, to tie up loose ends, to release things that aren't working. So it could be for some of you, you're really being asked to release that job that is causing you so much stress and, you know, just dismay, and to find something that is more aligned with what you want out of life, right? Maybe you want more greater work-life balance, but the current position that you're in or job that you're in isn't allowing for that. So it might be for some of you that you want to take a demotion, or you want to, you know, find a job that has less responsibility so that you can be able to not only, you know, achieve the success that you're looking for in work, but also at home. So this can really bring into focus the areas where we just need to get rid of what's not working. And, you know, not necessarily abruptly or drastically, right? Or, you know, something that doesn't make sense for the long haul. But to at least have the awareness of where some changes need to be made in those areas and how we can go about changing them, right? The 9 really comes in and says, we need to do this. This needs to happen. And either we can take the invitation and do it now, or likely in some, you know, near future, there will be some kind of divine intervention that does it for us, whether that's we get fired or laid off, or we get some kind of health concern that forces us to reevaluate how we're showing up to different areas of our lives and how that's serving us. The other thing is this could be a time for really taking a look at where it is that you might be forcing things when it comes to career or money or whatever. And where is it that you need to fall more into receptivity and stop forcing so much. See what comes to you, and then you decide what to do with those opportunities. We don't have control over everything. And so the things that we don't have control over, sometimes we need to just sit back and see what presents to us. Then we get the most out of that energy. Then we're able to pick and choose what we want to say yes to, what we want to say no to. So definitely pay attention to the themes that come up for you around power, money, status, influence, any of those areas that is asking you to take a different approach and possibly even release something. Or see what opportunities present to you at this time that have to do with those areas. And how can you get the most out of this energy, right? How can you be receptive and then choose which one works best for you and your family and the direction you want to be moving in and saying yes to that? So really actually very beautiful energy that you all are working with, but there could be some adjustments that need to be made, especially around like money and work even, and where you're an expert at. There could be some opportunities for, again, growth and redirection when it comes to your expertise and how you share that expertise. So beautiful energy. I hope it's a wonderful one. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.